Welcome to the second in a series of conversations with Infrascale partners and end customers. These sessions are designed to gain a better understanding about how they are leveraging Infrascale solutions to make a positive impact on their business. The following is a conversation with Scott Kellick, Executive Consultant with Customized Systems Technologies. Customized Systems Technologies is a managed IT company based in Chicago, specializing in IT networks and network security. Scott will tell us about one of their customers, a railroad shipping company, who was able to quickly recover from a ransomware attack because they used Infrascale as their backup and recovery solution.
Scott, do you want to take a second to introduce yourself here?
Certainly. Thank you, Chris. Yes. My name is Scott Kelsick. Good morning, everybody. I'm with Customized System Technologies, and we're a Midwest-based managed service provider, and the bulk of focus for what we do is on network and network security. And as Chris said, in today's world, the ransomware is getting smarter, but I want to share a story where not only the ransomware is getting smarter, but the hackers, the intruders, are getting very intelligent, and they're doing what we call hybrid attacks. And one of our customers, which is a Midwestern railroad, recently experienced two events that were ransomware events. And the reason I call this hybrid was not only did they drop ransomware payloads and take down the bulk of 35 systems, 35 servers on premise, they also were able to compromise a senior executive of the company who had a password list and actually had the keys to the kingdom, if you will. They were actually in the system and executing other bad deeds on top of that. And as they were dropping and executing their ransomware script. And Chris kind of likes this story, but they were so unique that they actually, their ransomware demands, while they did a typical drop in text file, they also sent to every printer, and there's probably 250, 300 printers in this environment, they also sent their demands to printers. And so these guys were in the network. They were serious. They had the keys to the kingdom. And this is important as I kind of share the story with you. As we all know in today's world and with the environment today in the country, stopping the push of goods and services across the country is not the thing you want to do. And when these guys went down, when a railroad goes down, train cars aren't transporting goods and services. So that took them down really hard. And what was unique was they even had the keys to the on-premise Infrascale device, and they were able to execute their ransomware, but their ransomware did not destroy the Infrascale appliance. So that was very unique. Why was that unique? Because we were able to utilize the appliance on site to very quickly bring up servers. Now, we didn't bring them up just in mass. We brought them up knowing that the servers that we turned up locally on that Infrascale appliance were not compromised. So why is that important? Well, the railroad was within the course of 24 hours able to be fully functional. Trains were stopped, but because of Infrascale, trains were maybe stopped at best for 3-4 hours, because we're able to get those critical systems up and online so that the switching devices in those trains, from a digital perspective, were able to travel. So this was huge. So we brought this entire environment back up. We brought critical services up within 3-4 hours. And that could have been up in minutes, but we made the choice to make sure that we weren't bringing up compromised systems. So we got them back in business very, very quickly from a critical services perspective. And then within 24 hours, working with Infrascale support, because there was some damage to some of the Infrascale appliance, there was a little bit of residual damage, but working with support, we were able to get the railroad back up and fully functional and operational in less than 24 hours. And as a result of that, there were some other good residual things that came out of that. As a result of this, lessons learned, they've also been able to leverage the full update of all systems as a result of this attack. Not only did we bring them back up locally, we didn't even need to rely on the Infrascale cloud. We brought them back up, but we were also able to, at the same time, migrate them to newer and more secure operating systems along the way. So that it speaks volumes. That's just huge. So I I appreciate the InfraScale guys giving me a chance to share this story with you. And thank you for your time. And I hope, you know, if anybody had any questions, please follow up after this meeting or ask questions in the chat. I'd be more than happy to share more of the details, but for the sake of time. But I'd love to share the details of this if anybody's interested.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so one of the things, not only was it they sent out the demands to the printers, which I thought was funny. The other thing that the customer used is they took this negative situation and used it as a positive. So they were able to boot up their Exchange server and then migrate from the Exchange server running on top of our appliance to their new Exchange environment that they had kind of been putting off. But now, you know, they had a hard line in the sand. Here's a great opportunity. So they migrated, I think it was Exchange 2013 to 2016. And you know, the 13 server is running on our appliance. And then they're able to do that migration out to their new actual production environment.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us and share how InfraScale Backup and Disaster Recovery Solution was able to help benefit your customer in their time of extreme need. For those of you who are interested in learning more about InfraScale's IBDR solution for small and medium-sized businesses, please visit InfraScale.com, or you can follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also visit the InfraScale YouTube channel.